Deseret News, I'm Mike Lear. Historic rain and flooding continue this morning, but National Weather Service meteorologist Andy Boxall says it will taper off through the day.
We are going to see a large shield of moderate to at times heavy rain continue across south central Missouri and portions of the eastern Missouri Ozarks as we head through the morning hours today. That could bring another 1 to 2 inches of rain to places like Rolla, down toward West Plains, the current Jack's Fork Rivers areas. Further to the west, it does look like the heavy rain is probably over with, but we will see light precipitation occur for much of the morning and early portion of the afternoon.
Parts of Missouri have recorded as much as 1 foot of rain already. That is predicted to push some rivers as high as to all-time record levels. Meteorologist Ben Miller says levels on many rivers will continue rising after the rain ends.
The bigger rivers, the Mississippi, the Missouri, the Merrimack, those rivers will continue to rise pretty much through this week. Points down closer to the St. Louis area, eastern portions of the state where they were in the middle of the heavy rainfall should continue to go up at least through the middle of the week.
In northwest Missouri and the Kansas City region, precipitation began turning to freezing forms overnight. Meteorologist Ryan Cutter says 4 to 5 inches of snow could fall in far northwest Missouri.
As you move a little further south of that, snowfalls will probably fall off rather quickly, but then you're going to get that icy, sleety mess.
The Transportation Department is reporting more than 440 flood-related closings throughout the state. That includes I-70 in both directions in St. Charles County. 6 people have died when 2 vehicles were swept off low water crossings in central Missouri's Pulaski County. 4 were international soldiers training at Fort Leonard Wood who were in a car swept away near Crocker. The county sheriff believes a 5th person was in that car. 2 adults were in a vehicle swept away near Dixon. The search resumes at daylight for a man missing in south central Missouri's Douglas County. States of emergency have been declared statewide and in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Those declarations are intended to allow local and state authorities to better coordinate emergency response. The executives in those counties and Governor Nixon say their emergency operations centers are monitoring the continued rain and flooding. Several shelters have been opened in southwest Missouri for people escaping flooding. Those include churches in Carthage, Joplin, and in Branson. And a celebrated sports writer in St. Louis has died, Bill Pollock reports.
Joe Strauss, a columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, died Sunday from complications with leukemia. Covered baseball for 3 decades, including the Atlanta Braves' big run during the 90s when Cal Ripken's Ironman streak of consecutive starts ended, and he covered the Cardinals through 2 World Series. Strauss, well-respected among his colleagues and the coaches and teams he covered. He was 54. Bill Pollock, Missouri Net.
And that's news on Missouri Net. For more, find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at MissouriNet.com.